Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everybody. Good evening, and I'm Deletta Gillespie. Once again, happy to join you live here on Blog Talk Radio for this edition of Updraft, and I want to thank you for joining me. I have been away basically the last few weeks of the show, sort of trying to reevaluate the show and really think about my commitment to the show. I've thought about whether or not I wanted to continue, thought about how whether or not I really enjoyed the format or if I needed to do something different, and I've made some decisions, and I think that I am happy to say that I am continuing on, but look for the show in the next few weeks to be revamped to a degree, and we're going to have some really interesting and fun and amazing artists and conversations and people talking about some important things and not so important but fun things and just a little bit of everything. So recommitting to the notion of Updraft being a sort of radio magazine, if you will, where we talk about a little bit about the issues and mostly about just uplifting and wonderful supportive things and information that will help you transition into your work week and also help keep you inspired for the rest of the week. So once again, thank you so much for tuning in again today. If you have, and if you are listening later through the week on the archive, again, thank you for your support. We really appreciate that. Today, I'm going to feature one of our beloved ministers at my spiritual home, the Spiritual Empowerment Center in Baltimore. And we basically have themes, and our community spiritual leader and head minister, Reverend Michelle K. Senegal, tends to pick the themes for the year, and we have a theme per month. And this month, we've been talking about living large and in charge and what that means. And most of the time when people think about living large and in charge, they think about material things. They think of it in terms of material possessions. They think of it in terms of homes and cars and, you know, the big bank account, money, all that other stuff. But there's also a spiritual element to that, and it basically means when you talk about living large and in charge, it's the notion of being maybe not so much in control of your destiny, but being in control of the thought processes that control the way you manifest and the way you move through the world and the way in which you respond to things in your world. And always being triumphant, if you will, no matter what the story is, no matter what the circumstances or situations. And so I'm going to play some of Reverend Muriel Crawford, who actually gave us the message this morning. And I had intended to talk about intentional creation anyway, and it just made sense that I would share some of her words with you. So what I'm going to do is, one, encourage you to call and to have a conversation about intentional creation, living large and in charge. Feel free to call at 646-929-0630, and we're going to talk about intentional creation. What does it mean to create the life that you want for yourself by intention? Because the truth of the matter is, we're always creating. And for those who are versed in metaphysical studies, and even those who are dabbling, there's so many books that have become popular in the last few years. The one that most everybody talks about is Seek the Secret, of course, and the Law of Attraction. A lot of people throw the term around and not really sure what that means. But the truth of the matter is that we're always attracting something to ourselves, and science has proven that the way we do that is through our vibrational selves. And we know that happy thoughts produce higher vibration, which means that the higher vibration or vibrations attract higher level experiences. And conversely, the same for lower level thoughts. We know that thoughts of anger, envy, extreme sadness, depression, those kinds of things can also trigger or allow our bodies to vibrate at a much lower frequency, and therefore we pull things into our existence that may not be the things that we want. We say we want to have these amazing experiences and situations, and then sometimes the opposite shows up, and that's either because we're not in alignment, if you will. What we say, what we think, and what we do are not congruent. They're not in alignment, nor are they in alignment with what spirit, God, Jah, Jehovah, whatever your name is for the higher being, the creator, great spirit, may have in store for us. And I love how Oprah put that so eloquently a few years ago, when she said, "Sometimes the dream that God has for you is bigger than the one you have for yourself." And I know I'm paraphrasing that a little bit, but that to me sort of speaks to that line of thinking where being in alignment with what your higher purpose is, obviously is going to produce different kinds of results as opposed to you being out of alignment or not really being in congruency or being congruent with what you think, what you say, and what you do. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that, being intentional, knowing, being aware of what you're creating, when you're creating it, how you're creating it, and how you can live large and in charge just by being conscious of what you're thinking and what you're feeling and what you're doing, and making sure that all of those little pieces line up. So once again, I'm Diletta Gillespie, your tour guide, if you will, for the next hour. Talking about conscious creation, living large and in charge, intentional creation, living large and in charge. Let's take care of a little bit of housekeeping. All right, we'll see you on the other side.
Join us here on the Family Healing Circle, where we heal your mind, body, and soul. Every Sunday, we start your week off right with the delightful Diletta Gillespie and Updraft. It is always an educational and informational show. Tune in on Mondays for Totally Whole with Pastor Bridget and Pastor Cook as they give you the word. Tune in on Tuesday with world-famous DJ Davey D, as he plays all of your old-school favorites in R&B, hip-hop, jazz, house, and rap. Join us every Thursday where there's something different. The first Thursday of the month, ladies, is for you. Total empowerment. with the owner of Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa, Angela Hardy. On the second Thursday of the month, join relationship coaches Reverend Arlene Cahet and Reverend Harvey L. Bailey on One Love, One Connection, One Us as they answer all of your relationship questions. On the third Thursday of the month, men, it's time to man up with our own Sacred Masculine, Reverend Jamel Gilliam and the Sacred Masculine Show. On the fourth Thursday of the month, join me, Reverend Harvey L. Bailey, in the Inner Consciousness as I talk about self-help. When we have a fifth Thursday of the month, you can join Reverend Arlene Cahet with the Healing Paradigms right here on the Family Healing Circle, where we heal your mind, body, and soul every week.
And that, of course, was the Reverend Harvey Bailey putting his sexy voice on and sharing with you the lineup of programming here on the Family Healing Circle station, if you will, on Blog Talk Radio. So, the law of intentional creation or manifestation, let's talk a little bit about that. I've got some definitions for you. See if any of these line up with your thoughts and beliefs about intentional creation, manifestation, helping us to live large and in charge. The law of intentional creation or manifestation is the conscious process of intentionally creating anything you choose to manifest in your personal reality. You are your own magician. Out of seemingly nothing, you can, without conscious intent and detachment from results, create whatever you want. Think about that for a moment. There is no judgment on what you create, but there are consequences that follow your intent. For example, your thoughts, visualizations, intentions, emotions, feelings, beliefs, behaviors, attitudes, clear expectations, words, deeds, and actions must be aligned with what you intend to create. So again, we just talked about that a moment ago, being congruent, everything lining up, being in proper place, being in order. The manifestation, or your heart's desires is what I like to call them, already exists in spirit. Now, to bring it into reality in the physical is what you must do. Declare your intention, for one. You must know that it is real and it already exists. You think about, you focus on, and you pay attention to your ultimate objectives. Determine how long within reason it should take to manifest this reality. Your attitude is positive and great. It's gratitude in advance. Yeah, so it's like you just know it and you're thankful that this thing is in existence, even though it may not be in your physical reality yet. You just know it. You go beyond believing. You know that it is out there. It's just making its way to you. So in advance of proof, you remain fully confident that you can do whatever is required to manifest this reality. Yeah, in other words, you have to do something. I get tickled when I listen to people talk about, you know, praying for things. And then it's like, okay, well, that's wonderful. Prayer definitely changes things. Prayer can move mountains. Now, what are you doing in addition to prayer? You know, if you're looking for a job, did you make that phone call? If you're trying to reconcile with a family member or a spouse, did you try to reach out to them? If you need to finish a project, did you do the research and try to find in more information about the thing that you're working on? So you've got to invest something. A little bit of sweat equity is what they used to call it, and I think they still do. People still do. The other thing is that you have to expect that you are going to be totally successful. You intend on playing by the required rules and standing in your integrity throughout the manifestation process. In other words, you have to be careful that you always do the right thing for the right reason. And sometimes it's so tempting in this world to do the wrong thing to get the right kind of result. And they can't coexist together, or not well anyway. There's always going to be some sort of fallout. for that. You intend on playing by the rules, as I said, and you take each step willingly, one at a time, keeping clear your vision, knowing, always keeping in your mind's eye what your intended creation is. Each experience along the way is consistent with your stated intentions as you keep your eyes firmly on your vision. You feel and sense that intended reality to willingly be part of you. In other words, it becomes part of you. You are not separate between you and your dream. There is no separation between you and your dream or your heart's desires. Doubt, failure, uncertainty, disbelief are not thought processes that you will allow, and failure is not an option. That doesn't mean you won't make mistakes. Doesn't mean you won't make mistakes, and you cannot be afraid to make those mistakes. And I think that not trying and not allowing yourself to be vulnerable enough to make those mistakes, that you trust the process, you are prepared to do whatever is required to manifest this reality. You do what it takes to get the job done. You trust the process as the law of intentional creation enables the process to unfold. Notice I said that. You allow the process to unfold. You do what you need to do. You process. You trust the process. You remain detached from the results because, as we know, the results are outcome because it may even be bigger than what you imagined. Sometimes we think so small. And while you are taking the required steps, the universe will manifest your intentional creation. Your thoughts start your creation of your reality. Your total belief system enables this process to manifest by directing the universal energy to apply itself, to unfold the law of intentional creation as easily as it unfolds the law of gravity. And I pulled this from a website called guidespeak.com. Some really wonderful articles there on manifesting and intentional creation. And so what I'm going to do now is I am going to go to the clip that I have prepared for you featuring our beloved Muriel Crawford. And the conversation picks up, or the talk picks up, after about a minute. So I hope you enjoy this. That was today from the Spiritual Empowerment Center. And that was Reverend Muriel Crawford, Spiritual Empowerment Center, Baltimore, an affiliation of the Centers for Spiritual Living. And that was from her sermon today, Living Large and in Charge, How Do You Do That? We're going to talk a little bit more about that. Feel free to call me at 646-929-0630. I'm going to play a little bit of music, and we will have that conversation momentarily. Thank you. And I'm back. This is Deletta Gillespie, and you are listening to Updraft. And we are talking about living large and in charge through intentional creation. And so I'd like to share a little bit more information with you about this whole idea of intentional creation. And this is from The Science of Intentional Creation with The Oracle and Friends. This is a website called The Oracle. And I thought this was interesting, and I wanted to share this with you on the topic. Generally speaking, we say, you know what you want. You may or may not know how to attract it, quit how to become it, but there are some simple behaviors you can become aware of that will enable you to shift your energy into greater fluidity and greater allowing. If you're not experiencing everything you prefer, then question your own welcoming of your day, your life, and what you prefer. Everyone thinks that they are always welcoming of what they prefer, but even your thinking tends to be unwelcoming. When you think about what you prefer to have or experience, whether it is simple, a cup of coffee, or whether it is larger, to find the love of your life or attract a small fortune, when you first think of what you prefer, how do you feel? Are you welcoming to it or contrary to it? Do you hesitate in feeling that you deserve it? Do you instantly take a contrary position in which you feel that you wouldn't be able to speak or love at the level of your dream? Do you shy away from spending time enjoying the thought, the daydreaming about what you would like? Are your thoughts telling you that if you had that kind of money, all would be well, without thinking about who you would be and how you would feel with such money? Thinking your problems would be solved can be contrary, as it is a way to resist your problems and your current experience. We say, where or how are you contrary? We say, being contrary means that you are at some level within yourself choosing to hold a position, a thought, a feeling, or an energy that is contrary to what you prefer. This, we say, is like standing in the door, blocking or limiting the energy that can come through, although this is the door that would bring forth what you prefer. So ask yourself, in an experience in your life, do you think, feel, or speak as though you were being given what you were asking for, or do you take a contrary position? Are you focused on welcoming and receiving what your source energy is always bringing what you ask for? Or are you distracted with something else? Often what is wrong with what somebody said or did, activating a different and often contrary energy. We want you to understand that your energy becomes balanced when you are contrary to what you prefer. When you instead stop focusing on making sure the world around you is as you want it to be, which is contrary to how it is and what you desire, then things will flow. If you change your mind and choose to loosen some of your focus so that you are welcoming of your preferences instead, you will find your experience shifting in the directions you desire. Something to think about. And when it talks about being contrary, I think about the whole notion of the old timers used to say, are you blocking your blessings? You know, we can block our own blessings. We can speak to the contrary. We can say that we want something to show up in our lives, but every thought that we think is like, oh, that'll never happen. I can't afford that. This will never be my, you know, this and this and this has to happen before I can have it can happen. And I am guilty of that myself in so many ways. So when we talk about intentional creation, when we block our blessings, when we have a thought about something that we really would love to have, and then we turn around and have a thought that says, oh, that can't happen. I'm not lucky. Lucky those things only happen to other people, then we are, in essence, blocking our blessings. Because if we believe that we are worthy and believe that we are deserving, and as the Christian tradition says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, then there's nothing that we can't have. There's nothing that we can't do. So to even think or feel opposite, we are standing in the way of our own blessings. And then some of us try to blame other people for it. Imagine that. So we know that that is not a way to go. So we want to get out of our own way as much as we can. So when we think about creating, intentional creation, and the blocking of blessings, contrary energy, things of that nature, I want to ask you, are you giving up on some of your dreams, your hopes, because of fear, because of doubt, because of some of the things that Reverend Muriel spoke about in her talk? And what do you feel you need to do to live a large life or a larger life? What do you need to let go of to live a larger life? What do you need to welcome to live the life of your dreams? In every situation, there is a solution. In every situation, there is a solution. And sometimes the solutions are for us to get out of our way. And sometimes the solution, it's hard for us to come up with a solution to a challenge or to a situation because we're in the middle of it. And I know I can make my own self crazy when I'm trying to come up with a solution to a problem or a challenge. Well, I don't like to call them problems anymore, but to a challenge. And one of the things I do is I will call and talk to someone who is nowhere near the situation, has no knowledge of the environment under which this challenge was created. Sometimes you have to bring a fresh approach, a fresh idea, a fresh concept, new blood, if you will, to a situation and have the person who is not affiliated and who has no stake in the decision to help bring a new perspective on a situation. So that's one way to do it. And another thing is to, as much as you can, get out of that box that Reverend Muriel talked about. Your own assumptions, if you change how you think and talk about a situation, then sometimes, a lot of times, just ideas just show up. When you take yourself out of the environment that created the challenge in the first place, there's so many things that can happen. There's so many ideas and thoughts and nuances, just things that you can come up with to help shift your perspective. And once your perspective shifts, once your thinking shifts, of course, then you've got new ways to approach whatever you may be dealing with that you really don't want to approach. It's just things to think about. I am going to play a bit of a commercial, and please feel free to call in if you want to have a chat. I'd be happy to speak to you. I'm sure other people would love to hear your thoughts. 646-929-0630. Be back in a moment.
Baseball, located at 519 North Charles Street in the historic area of Mount Vernon, Baltimore. We are your one-stop holistic beauty and pampering center, offering hair, nails, massage, skin care, a hair loss clinic located in a private area, and other beauty enhancement services. Call to schedule an appointment today, 410-483-9355. We are open 7 days a week and offer a variety of savings specials. Come in today to try one of our signature packages, such as a one-hour massage, a spa manicure and pedicure, or 120-minute detox package. Packages start as low as $120. Call 410-483-9355 to book your appointment. Our website is dayspasw.com. We look forward to servicing you at Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa.
And that little snippet there is a little Monday morning struggle from pianist, composer, arranger Ricky Nye, and just a little pick-me-up there. We are going to be closing down the program very shortly, but I just wanted to leave you with some thoughts about our topic today on intentional manifestation. But before I do that, I would like to share with you a little bit of music. We have one of the things that I'm going to be doing as we move forward is to feature some artists. I started doing that. I let that go, but I'm going to bring that back. I'm going to begin to feature local artists here in the Baltimore area and in the region, actually, and feature their music. And I wanted to say I had an amazing time last night at the Fruition Experience Live, the wonderful music concert series created by Aaron Hill. It was at One God, One Thought, and it was a fundraiser and a tribute to the amazing Ama Chandra, who many of you know was a victim of, or she is a survivor, should I say, of a very violent attack in her home last month, and has come through open heart surgery, and she actually came out last night with her first public appearance in terms of being on stage since the incident, and she sang, God bless her, she sang the most amazing song last night, and along with April Sampei and Micah Smith and several others last night, a wonderful African drumming and dance group last night at One God, One Thought on Coronado Street here in Baltimore last night. A wonderful, wonderful event. So we look forward to the next Fruition Experience Live, which will be, I believe, in October, if I'm correct. And so you will hear more about that and the amazing Fruition Experience. And this coming Saturday, we will have Kevin Jackson, who will be sharing his second CD release this week. He will be having his CD release concert at the Murphy Fine Arts Center at Morgan State University. And if you're not doing anything, come on out. It's going to be a great, great show. I'm actually going to be stage managing the event, and it is going to be a really awesome show. The rehearsals are going really wonderful. Tickets, I believe, are $25, and they are available. You can go to the Mercy Fine Arts Center for more information. You can also get more information on ticket sales from Charm City Jazz, who is a major sponsor of the event. So I'm going to play a little snippet of a song from Kevin's last CD. It was called Stories in Color, and this one's called Loving Me. Kevin Jackson from his first CD release from a couple of years ago, that was Loving Me from Stories in Color. His next CD will be released on this coming Saturday, a CD release show at the Murphy Fine Arts Center at Morgan State University. And this one is called The Mirrored Truth. So you won't want to miss that. Tickets available at Charm City Jazz. You can go to charmcityjazz.com and get more information and get your tickets. You don't want to miss this show from guitarist, composer, and producer, songwriter, man that wears many, many hats, Kevin Jackson. And I played that song because the title was Loving Me. And I want to encourage you to love yourself by being intentional creators. Go for your dreams. Live large and in charge. And here's some closing thoughts. You are at a choice point in every moment of each circumstance, each activity, spoken word, and thought. Do you live in a minefield or a garden? When we live in a minefield of mentality, flowed with the weeds of worry, doubt, fear, lack, and limitation, choose to cultivate your inner garden. Don't look for your dreams to become true. Look to become true to your dreams. The pain pushes until the vision falls. Those are all quotes from the Reverend Dr. Michael Bernard Beckwith. I'll leave you with a couple of more. It is intent which establishes one's consequential outcome. Living with intention means saying no to the things that aren't important to us so we can say yes to what matters most. Intentional living is the art of making our own choices before others' choices make us. That is from Richie Norton. I had another quote, and I have put it in a place where I can't find it. But nonetheless, I want to thank you for listening today. And I hope that you have found something inspiring in today's broadcast. And I'm looking forward to next week. And I hope you have an amazing week this week, living your lives large and in charge, intentionally creating, monitoring your thoughts, thinking only the good ones, and just waiting for the good to just manifest in your life in so many abundant ways. Ways beyond what you could even imagine. I'm Diletta Gillespie, your host for Updraft this week. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next week right here on Blog Talk Radio. Blessings and peace.